Okay.
And apparently I just said everything for absolutely nothing. I was muted. So let me just go ahead and do that all over again. Sorry about the lousy intro. I'm not hearing it in my ears. What happened was the volume was all the way down in my ears. And I was like, I'm talking, but I can't hear myself, but I'm muting myself. Anyway, you don't necessarily want to hear about that. This is episode 200, technically, with the Texas boys. We're going to get to those guys in a minute because it is a folks, I got to say, this is probably the most important podcast. I've said it before, but I keep having others that trump it. We'll get to that in a minute because there are things going on in this world you want to know about. But here on this episode 200, I can't think of anybody else to be on here with me. So this is rather fortuitous in a good and a bad way, as you're going to find out here in a minute. But this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp. Bam! Heaven's Harvest, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Do all your preparedness needs yourself, but everything you can't source, go check out Heaven's Harvest. And also, for the little marchies out there in the crowd that are easily offended, PIMP stands for permaculture is my passion. So it makes it a little less, it makes it more palatable anyway. And if you'd like to listen to us on a fountain app, you can do it over there and drop a derivation of Bitcoin called sats. So if you want to drop a SAT on a PIMP, like my little buddy says here,
tip a pip,
you know where to do it. Check it out on the fountain app. Also, can't forget where my dogs are on right now, folks. And believe me, this is probably going to come up in this conversation. I'm sitting on a grounding mat from Redemption Shield and my feet, my bare feet, are on it right now. In fact, just to prove that I'm telling it like it is, Texas boys, you guys can't see me because honestly, I can't go live like I'd like to because as I've stated before, I could get on there and do Mary Had a Little Lamb live and they're going to demonetize it. But hey, for the benefit of the Texas boys, bare feet. Of course, they're over on the other side of that screen right now giving me a thumbs up. Or virtual thumbs up. They're like, dude, why'd you pull out those hammer toes right here for us to look at them? But anyway, they're sitting on this Redemption Shield grounding mat right now, y'all. I was on the phone yesterday with an engineer for quite a while, electronic engineer, like a whiz at EMF and all that good stuff. And folks, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to bring him on here and he is going to blow your mind with the stuff that's going on in this world. And like I said, we're going to talk about some of that in this podcast. But 10% off with promo code PERMA over at Redemption Shield. And finally, EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA. Take it from me, 27-year IBEW journeyman electrician. And I've installed these things all over the country. There ain't even a second best, even within earshot or eye shot of an EMP Shield. That's why I reached out to them. They did not reach out to me. So also consider the EMP Shield on your house because remember, I mean, that's where you live. And the one on your car, you're not looking to go to a club. You're going home or to your bug out place. But the one on your home, if it does get damaged, they're going to cover you for 25 G's. So you don't even have to hit up your insurance company that's probably not going to pay out anyway. So if anything gets Kentucky Fried downstream, you know what to do. Call up Redemption Shield. Remember, $50 off with promo code PERMA. So now that I got all the housekeeping out of the way, y'all, I want to, before I bring on my guests, for episode 200, man, it's been that doggone long. I can't even believe it. Let me just kind of give you guys a little background, and I'm probably going to get into it a little bit more with TD and Matt as the show goes on. Folks, I've told you now for weeks that we around here have been having some weird weird things go on, whether it was, I mean, it was just inexplicable. And for a while there, I was the only one affected. And it was in the form of unbelievable, uncontrollable anxiety. And the only thing that would fix it is when I would say Psalm 91 on my knees outside, and then it would go away. So I'm wondering, okay, is this a spiritual attack? Is this an electronic attack? Hence the reason I was talking to an engineer yesterday and then again today about mitigation strategies for some of the stuff that's going on. Folks, there are things going on behind the scenes. Remember, I'm one of those people right now, whether I like it or not, and I'm not saying this with a big head, but I'm the worst nightmare for the powers that shouldn't be. A brown person who's not left or right. A brown person who's not believing the evangelical trash that I'm being told every day. And I am probably the most dangerous person on this planet. So it would be in the best interest of the powers that shouldn't be to make sure that my voice is never heard, or at least put a big muzzle on it, just like my guest, the Texas Boys. Because honestly, when I first heard of these guys, I was listening to Mike Adams, and I heard the whole family on there, and I was like, dude, I nearly dropped my phone because I couldn't even believe there were other people like me in the homestead space that were trying as best they could to speak truth to power, despite the fact that they're being dealt with unbelievable nonsense. Look, I can go on and on, but man, I'm proud to call these guys friends and friends of my family and real deal straight up patriots. And if you doubt me, look at TD's shirt in his videos and look which way that flag was facing before this whole Trump thing happened. So how y'all doing?
Good, Billy. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I was, how you doing, Matt? Because he's on here with us.
Doing good. Doing good.
Good.
The most dangerous. Billy is more dangerous than the G.I. Joe doll with the Kung Fu grip. I'm just saying.
Man, I'm telling you what, bro, I don't even want to admit it, but this same sort of thing happened to me when I was doing terrestrial radio. I had the same kind of thing happen, but it got crazy today, bro. I won't spend too much time on this, but up until now, most of these attacks would happen primarily on me. And then all of a sudden, she was so debilitated. She went outside, laid outside, took off her clothes, laid on the ground and then I prayed over her, and then I quoted Psalm 91. And then just like that, she squared away. And I'm like, okay, well, the powers that shouldn't be, despite all the nonsense they're pulling, whether it be on YouTube, whether it be in the podcast realm, look, I'm not going to lay down. I'm not going to do this. And you guys definitely don't lay down because you could have. You know, I just want to go over this real quick. I'm looking at your YouTube channel right now. Folks, you want to stick around. Like I said, this is probably the most important episode I've done so far. We're going to get to that in a minute. But just to kind of give you a scope of what these guys are dealing with over here. Now, I might know just a little bit about YouTube, and I know how to make I know the theory about how to make a good thumbnail. Now, whether or not I do it is a whole nother ball of wax. I'm looking at you guys at the titles to your latest videos. This one here should have had just out of the gates. It should be well over 100,000 views, and that is, and the way you got it on here is 2 Acre Survival Food Forest, 2024. Joel Salatin's latest book is The Homestead Tsunami. Everybody and their great-grandmother is sending me emails begging for information, and right now you would think YouTube would be the place where everybody's looking for it. Another ones you got over here that would absolutely positively go, I mean, absolutely bonkers. The Swiss Army knife for every food forest. Great thumbnail, great everything about it. 443 views. And folks, they've been held just under $100,000, ever 100,000 views or subscribers, rather, since I've known them. And I've known them for a while now. So if you tell me the scales ain't weighted, maybe it's because these guys are really, really, really speaking truth to power. And it's a joy to have you guys on here. So let's start with your YouTube channel real quick. Maybe you guys could tell me why on earth you guys are stuck at 99,400 as long as I've known you, and why you have absolutely, I mean, very captivating titles that nobody's watching. Is it because you're white?
Partially. It's my white guilt.
Definitely.
Has been holding us back and holding us down. So we're working on that. That's part of it. But, we just like to tell it like it is. And much like you, we're not in this paradigm.
Yeah.
And And it would be very easy to be like a Mark Dice conservative,
sure,
and a Trump cheerleader. And that's incredibly lucrative. Mm. But if we're going to honestly evaluate things and look at things as the way they are, that doesn't, but from a YouTube algorithm standpoint, the most homogeneous person should be neither left or right, like, because we would supposedly inflame both sides, which should actually create more views and more clicks, okay, more thumbs up. So it's fascinating how, it's just absolutely, we can see the shadow ban, we can see the numbers, you can see the comments, and this is something we've been dealing with. So one of the ways we originally wanted to combat that is, how many years ago did we start the website?
Oh man, at least 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. So yeah, 4 or 5 years ago, yeah, we're like, hey, we're going to monetize ourselves. Like, yep, forget YouTube and all their nonsense. We're not leaving, you know, because I'm thoroughly convinced that YouTube is the public square platform, as much as I dislike all the alphabet agencies, yeah, and InQtel and how they started, and obviously their modus operandi and everything they do. But we're going to do some status jujitsu, and we're going to work within the system. And if we got to talk a little Cody and all that kind of stuff, that's cool. You know, mm-hmm, we'll play the game. But we're going to monetize ourselves. We're going to set up a website. 4 or 5 years ago, we set up a website through, yep, Squarespace, and their only payment options were PayPal, which we're like, we don't use PayPal,
yeah,
or Stripe was their credit card processor. Mm-hmm. Well, lo and behold, like 2 weeks ago, and that, okay, so we monetized ourselves. We had our own website. Mm-hmm. We have awesome subscribers that are very loyal and very kind to us. And they really appreciate us. Mm-hmm. And so that was great. And we do a lot of local products that are made by other homesteaders. And we have a local roaster here, a micro roaster. And we have local CBD coffee from a hemp farm in Galloway.
Yeah.
And awesome story, a multi-generational, Black family that has this organic hemp farm, and it's killer. I want to get this guy on the podcast, interview, mm-hmm, him. But that's where the hemp comes from, Gladewater. The coffee is locally roasted. Well, supposedly, according to Stripe, last week or the week before, yeah, last,
we got debanked.
Yeah, they're like, they sent us this email and they're like, you're selling contraband that's on our no-no list. And I'm like, no, we're not. And so they're like, you can petition here. And I said, look, the only thing that we're selling that remotely could be misconstrued as anything is our CBD coffee. It's locally organically grown hemp. There's no THC. It's all locally done. It's right here, blah, blah, blah. They were like, nope. Well, what, yep, that did is, we have a native club that has a membership, a monthly membership. Yeah. And then we also did some parenting and young men's classes, video classes. And
we have 40 to 50 native members,
yep,
that have been natives ever since we started the website.
Yeah.
And then we had at least 20 members to the Fearless Young Men's course, and then the child.
And then another 20 or 30.
Yeah.
Parents on the
side,
the parenting class.
Yeah.
And when they ditched us without any notice, without any warning,
none,
we didn't get an email and said, hey, there's this thing on your website, and if you don't take it down, sure, we're going to, nope, like, ditch you. No, we get an email that says, you're ditched, sucks to be you,
yep,
but you can petition here. And it is exactly,
it's just like YouTube.
It's exactly like YouTube. You know,
instant.
YouTube's like, oh, here's this video from 6 years ago. Here's why,
mm-hmm,
here's, they give you no real explanation, yeah, why they're
taking it down,
banning the video. Yeah. And they say, you can watch the video here. You click on it to review it. You can't watch it.
No,
it's such a mockery.
Yeah. They just linked the whole video. It's like,
it's such a mockery. And then out of the blue, Stripe's like, nope, you're gone. So all of our native members gets flushed. All of our residual gets flushed.
Yep.
We have no way of adding any other processor on there.
Nope.
So I'm in the process of, we're going to move our entire website to WordPress. So it's going to be open source. It's going to be standalone. And I'm just going to have somebody rebuild it out and redesign it. And
because we've poured hundreds of hours into Squarespace.
Hundreds of hours.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
And
months and months.
Yeah.
And just at a snap of a finger, some technocrat with no warning, like, hey, because they could have easily said, well, there's this one thing. If you take it off your website, you're fine.
Or
we could rename it or whatever, you know, but they didn't even do that. It was totally malicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lose all this revenue that was, you know, it's crazy, but this is the way they do things. Yeah. And we've already been dealing with this on YouTube. So we're like, I get it, you know, because we could switch our stuff to Shopify, but I really think that they would do the same thing. So I'm hiring, I'm going to hire an engineer to just set it up on WordPress, and that's open source. And we'll probably be able to do a lot more payment options and probably a crypto
all types
option.
Of different stuff. Yeah.
So, and we're getting ready. My wife is writing a book. Matt's writing a book, and we were asked to speak at a family conference in November. So we're going to be expanding our video library on the parenting and the young men stuff. So it's good timing because now we can kind of do our housekeeping and kind of techno-proof our website so that people can access it and actually have access to our stuff. And we're not having to reinvent the wheel all the time.
You guys are handling this with an extraordinary amount of grace, but imagine that if you're only like me, I'm sure you guys have multiple streams of income coming in. Yeah. Now imagine if this were your primary source of income, and for a lot of people, it might very well be. And a lot of homesteaders that I know of, there's a whole lot of homesteaders that I know that rely almost exclusively on YouTube, which I think is not wise. And then you have others that have YouTube and a website, and we're through Shopify. Now you got me thinking, I'm like, good night, man. We paid a girl a whole lot of money to come up with this thing. And if all of a sudden at the whim of some technocrat, you know, here it is, you go into outer darkness, no means to appeal, no nothing. The reason why I'm saying this is the most important thing out there. Before I ask my next question, I just want to say, before everybody else got, you know, before PayPal came out with their whatever, I had an account and they dumped me. And this was before everybody else started getting dumped off of PayPal. And I, to this day, don't even understand the reasons why. Looking at some of my older videos, I suspect that was probably it. But I got to ask you guys, I mean, I think this is such a doggone big deal when you have somebody like Mike Adams, who's doing a class action. I don't know if it's going to be class action, but I know it's a lawsuit right now where they have unimpeachable proof of just how much the powers that shouldn't be at these Google, Facebook, and all these other companies and everything, how they've been colluding with the government to come down. Now everybody's thinking, okay, well, that's Mike Adams. He's got a pretty big name. Well, it just happened to a guy just like me. So how long before it happens to everybody else? And if you're one of those people that thinks, oh, well, I'm not going to stand up, they'll just get to me last. Yeah. Yeah, the pages of history are full of all the people that thought that very same thing. But I got to ask you, I mean, do you have any rhyme or reason as to why this even happened? That's a rhetorical question, really. I mean,
Yeah, there it is, completely out of the blue left field, which is usually the way this stuff happens.
Yeah.
Part of the psychological operation is you have to do this punitive type damage in such a random fashion that it creates cognitive dissonance, because the whole entire point of all of it is like, wait a minute, what did I do wrong?
Exactly.
Did I say something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Did I look wrong?
Yeah.
Was I wearing the wrong shirt? Like, and the whole entire point is for you to absolutely not know what you did wrong, because that's how you breed compliance, is because then you do your little educational video on, hey, now this is the way you're supposed to say it. And use all the proper pronouns and all these different things. And now you're a good little worker bee. So go back into the hive mind and play ball, and, you know, you'll get your beans back, you know, and that's the way this whole thing is designed. And that's what, you know, everybody asks all the time when we're talking YouTube shop and different things, like, oh, well, what do you think? Like, no, man, this is designed so that you can't figure it out.
Yep.
It's so that you question everything you do.
You can't figure it out.
You question every word you say. Yep. So then that way you're constantly self-censoring. Well,
the YouTube algorithm is very easy to figure out.
Yes.
It's very simple. If you do and play ball how they want you to play ball, you will have millions of subscribers, hundreds to millions of views. It's very easy. It is very easy.
You know, we proved that in a 1 month period of time. Yeah. when we tripled our subscribers.
Yeah.
And it's very easy. Same thing with the thumbnails, Billy, and you're watching the videos, 400 views. Like, yeah. I could get more views, like posting it under a rock on the public sidewalk. More homeless people would watch it. I mean, come on, man. It's like 400 views. That's crazy.
Well, that, you know, the thing that I find so incredibly insidious about all this is that we live in a population that knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. They think, well, okay, well, it happened to him, didn't happen to me, which I can't stand that mindset, because the moment you told me about this, I'm like, okay, there's okay, whatever I was going to talk about on episode 200 just got trumped, because there ain't nothing more important than this. Because think about it in a wider net. You guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know you do. On that website, you also sell meat to customers, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's do a thought experiment here. Let's say this same anomaly happened to every other farmer out there that does business on the internet. And in some cases, in a lot of cases, a lot of people ship this stuff across country and it's on ice and everything. Their only means to get a hold of these people is through essentially the website and then maybe an email. Now, okay, it happened to you. And then, of course, John Q, whoever out there that may or may not be listening to this is like, well, sucks to be them. It didn't happen to me. But there's a whole lot of people out there that supply food to this entire country that do 90% of their business maybe right there online. So that I think that you guys are farmers just like me. I don't see how this isn't a massive issue, and it should be for all of us within this community.
It's interesting that you mentioned that too, because in the last month or two, I've done two, from a YouTube standpoint, I've done two very large collaborations. One with Trinity Vandenacre, who is an awesome guy from Montana. He's got a very fast growing, YouTube channel. I did a collaboration with him with a multi-stream. We did not gain one subscriber, and his video, I forget how many, probably the last I looked at it had like 16 or 20,000 views. We didn't gain one subscriber. And then I did another collaboration with Charlie over at Yanassa TV.
You did one with Anthony Chafee too.
Yeah. And I did one with Anthony. So I've done these large collaborations that in a real Unshadowband world would have easily gotten hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah.
And they get nothing. It's just like, it's hilarious. And, you know, and thankfully the Lord gave me, like, my brain is not that big, but, and my skull is about 3 inches thick, which is why I have a really big head. 'Cause I have this incredibly thick skull and forehead, and I just refuse to. I'm not going to bend. I'm not going to cave. I'm not going to move. And I'll just, they can just clobber me, and I enjoy it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that I think the far-reaching implications here is, I wonder if this isn't, if you guys aren't maybe the shot fired around the world, so to speak. You're just the first of, I think, a series of us that are almost certainly going to meet the same fate. And we got to be thinking about alternative ways to communicate, alternative forms. You know, we don't rely on just one thing here. There are multiple streams of income, and a lot of them I don't ever talk about on here, because I don't want to open that up for somebody. Oh, sure. Okay. Well, let me go over here and screw that up for them too.
Yep.
This, you guys are supplying food. You're speaking truth to power. We have all of this crazy stuff going on in the world right now where, okay, so we're intentionally trying to start World War III over there right now in Ukraine. All the things that are going on right here. We got a former president of the United States, love him or hate him. Wherever you come down on that thing, I think he's in with the rest of the gang. That's just my opinion. And, but anyway, he's indicted on what, 32 counts? I don't even know. Yeah. Everybody is tripping right now. And it seems like, I mean, do you get a sense that the, that from now, and I'm going to use the election as a finish line. Do you see this crescendo of events that seem to be piling up on one another? I mean, everybody already stopped talking. If a Baltimore bridge just fell into its own footprint 15 years ago, that's all that would have been on the news for at least a solid month. Nobody's even talking about that right now. I mean, do you see this crescendo, and where do you think it leads?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just had a bridge in Galveston get hit by a barge. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
And the one thing that they weren't even covering is that there was all of the crew members on there were on the boat for at least a month. Maybe they're off.
Yeah, I don't know. Last night, all the members of that boat are still sequestered to that boat.
And then the FBI came in and took all their phones. So then they have no way to like call or communicate with anybody.
And then
it's insane.
I think it was in Illinois, a chicken factory got blown up and like 94,000 chickens perished. This whole thing exploded. I mean, and the impact to our food infrastructure is, you know, and it's just like tick, tick. It's another brick in the wall. It's another. And there is absolutely, I mean, between the unbridled deficit spending of, you know, supposedly $34 trillion deficit, but with the unpaid pension liabilities of Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare,
this thing's going to pop.
It's well over $100 trillion.
And you can't even comprehend that number.
And the number's uncomprehendable. China has stopped buying our bonds, right? And so the X factor on top of all this stuff, so nobody's going to buy our debt. And so then they're going to continue to print it, buy it back, because that's what the Fed's been doing. The Fed has been just shifting it back and forth on the balance sheet. Well, when we do go into this depressionary spending where people stop all the hyper-consumerism and stop spending, the impact on the global economy, they can't even measure it. You know, we're such a high consumer. So I absolutely, it appears that this crescendo is pointed at the election. And the timetable is kind of perfect. And it's like, you know, there's UNH troops that are invading the border, right? And the Democrat problem, but now supposedly they're going to pass a bill of restricting it. So they're going to now finally address the issue that isn't an issue.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what do you mean? You can't, if you create a bill restricting all this stuff, you're acknowledging that it's a problem. And for 4 years, you were saying, what are you talking about? What problem? Like, there is no problem. And, it's wild. It's just like, it's like butt clown circus. It's wild, man.
It's funny. When you were dropping all that information, your signal up until that point was absolutely crystal clear. And then all of a sudden, as you were going through and mapping out all these different things, all of a sudden it sounded like you were Max Headroom, you know, from the '80s or whatever. It was like broken and distorted for a little while there. And then right when you kind of come back to center, all of a sudden it just straightens out again. But hey, I'm just a conspiracy theory, y'all, a conspiracy theorist. But that brings me to the things that are being done, I suspect, to people like you, people like me, and they know we got a big mouth. So whether it's the electronic attacks, which I'm convinced after talking to this engineer today, of the electronic attacks that are almost certainly happening around here, And between the financial attacks that are happening with you, I don't know if you have this problem too, but we have an email mailing list. And to anybody that's ever purchased anything from Permapastures Farm, you know, every blue moon we may put out something if it's important. Well, we got an event coming up, and it's going to be the Homesteaders United Jamboree. In fact, I'm going to have a live tomorrow night with Mike from Fit Farmer and the rest of the gang, and we're going to be talking about this thing. And yeah, but the point that I'm trying to get at here, I don't even know where I was going with that, man. That's that chemical, that's that techno fog they're hitting me with right now, bro. I honestly, in my mind, I've never done that in the history of this show before. So that was weird. I'm just going to kind of reset here for a second.
I think what you're going after is the same thing that we were experiencing on our website. Mm-hmm. Like, we would get complaints every week. Hey, I'm trying to buy something on your website and I can't purchase it.
Yeah, we've had hundreds of customers saying, hey, I can't, you know, your website's glitching out. I go to purchase something, and, you know, for our website, we set it for $150. And if you buy $150 worth of product, you get free shipping. Well, all the time, they would buy $150+ worth of stuff and shipping would be included. All this weird, goofy stuff would always be happening with the website. And we're paying thousands of dollars for all the add-ons on the website to make it more convenient, easier for people to navigate, and just trying to make it super user-friendly. Yeah. And with spending thousands of dollars, we're still getting hundreds of complaints every year about people, you know, just having problems. And it's not like it's one or two older people being like, oh, I don't know how to use the internet or a computer. It's like normal
repeat customers.
Normal
I've purchased
people,
from you five times and I
can't. Now it's going to give me all these, you know, all these problems. And it's just, yeah, it's crazy. And I'm just very thankful now, thinking back, is that we put in place lots of diversity in our portfolio. And that's why it's like water running off a duck's back to me. It is a serious issue, but it doesn't hurt my pocket because I have all these other streams of revenue coming in. And guess what? I'm not going to shut up till they delete everything I have on the internet. So it's a very big blessing. We were talking about this on Sunday. We're like, it's just a blessing from God that our YouTube channel still
exists
public. Yeah, yeah. And it's not vaporized. So that's totally a God thing, and that we can still be on there spreading the truth with people, encouraging people, having a little bit of a remnant of people on there. And we're not doing it for the money.
Yeah, yeah.
For crying out loud. We're just doing it to be a blessing for people, which is awesome. And they have to say the right things because they want to get that paycheck at the end of the month. And we're not doing it for that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome too, you know? So
no, I'm with you. Hey, okay. I finally got my reset here, y'all. I am not kidding you, man. I've been dealing with this serious techno fog, crazy stuff that's going on. But like on my end, we put out a newsletter. We got thousands of people that have purchased products from us, and we know what the general response would be when we put out an email. And all of a sudden there is like zero, we're talking thousands, like nearly 10,000 people, and wow, we get one email response back. Or here's another little phenomenon that's going on. Folks, I'm not just on here complaining. I'm telling you this because sure, you need to know it. Yeah. Everybody needs to know this information because right now we're in the ghetto, it may seem, but it's coming for you, especially if you're one of those people with an upside down flag like I may have on my front porch. And like you see in some of the thumbnails from these guys, but I mean, right now we are on one giant reservation and everybody has this false illusion of feeling that they're actually free when we're on the same plantation. This is what I described to somebody else. YouTube is one, we're just sharecroppers on YouTube's plantation, but there should be, it's supposed to be a commons, or at least it's supposed to be that way. And when you're putting out titles to videos like you are, anybody who is now waking up and seeing this world for what it is thinking, oh, snap, I better watch this video. I better at least get into it and find out. Now, a lot of folks out there aren't, you know, they tell you one thing in the video and then they wait till the very end before they drop it. But the point being, you guys have all this attraction that should get far more than 400 some odd views from a channel that has almost 100,000 subscribers. But the point I'm getting at, has any of this, I mean, I know you just said your emails, I've had this other, I know I'm monologuing here, but I got to point this out. I've had this other little phenomenon happen as well. Whenever I'm reaching out to somebody I want to work with, all of a sudden, those emails don't make it. Because I am a journeyman electrician, almost 30 years experience doing it. So naturally, I'm reaching out to advertisers saying, hey, I know you say you got this thing. Maybe you want to give it to me and let me try it out, and I'll do a review on it. If it's jacked up, I'm going to tell everybody. If it's good, I'm going to tell everybody. I know what the typical response has been in the past. They are not even, they're coming back to me as if these companies don't even exist. And it happens only with, I mean, folks, you may think it's just isolated to us, but you better get your house in order, because we see all these different things going down and it's only going to ramp up. And if you think, okay, I'll just be quiet, I'll stay in the back and they'll get to me last. Okay, they're still going to get to you. So have fun with that one. Have you guys had any problems with your emails? That's why when I sent you the email to the link to this show, I was like, man, I wonder if he even got it, because all the emails, there are people telling me they're emailing me on YouTube. And I'm like, I never got it. I mean, has that same sort of thing happened with you guys?
Yeah. You know, we get people that have said, yeah, I tried emailing you and you never get it. And the other illusion, and we now have a Proton Mail, and I'm going to start exclusively using that. And I'm even wondering, because, like, for example, with Rumble, you know, Rumble mm-hmm. is supposedly this free speech platform. Well, I know for a fact, if you just post a video on Rumble, nobody will watch it. I know that if you stream to Rumble, they will heed it and you'll get a little more views. So I'm purposely streaming everything simultaneously to Rumble, making sure I have the thumbnails and all these different things. And the same videos that are suppressed on YouTube are suppressed on Rumble too.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get historically the same amount of views. And so part of it is this illusion of choice and, oh yeah, but we have free speech over here. And it's just non-existent, you know? Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that this is the case across platforms, across electronic communication. And I think this is one of the main reasons why y'all are doing the Homesteaders Jamboree, because I think we're both realizing we need in real life, we need to come together eyeball to eyeball. And that's why we started the East Texas Homestead Meetup, which was like, it was an unbelievable success. We did very little promotion and we had like 40 people show up. Right. And you're just like, whoa. And we had people drive. We had this couple
two and a half hours
Arlington. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, if you hit traffic, that's like 3.5 hours. And, and people are wanting interpersonal relationships in real life. And I'm like, you know, this is like our niche, you know, and they want to debank us and take our website down. We'll bring our products to our meetup and just hey, come to the meetup.
Yeah.
And, you know, pay us in fiat or silver coins or however you want to do it. And, we'll just sidestep the whole thing.
Sure.
So, you know, we got to continue. And this is why I started considering WordPress, because WordPress is completely open source and we can house it anywhere. So we could turn on our own server, put our WordPress website there, open source. And then if they decided to, you know, just take us down, they wouldn't be able to take us down. So these are all part of the solutions of this coming chaos. I mean, whatever it is, you know, they've never pulled a cyber polygon even yet. So you know, we know that that's coming too. And then the whole hate the meat, hate the cows, hate the farmer, yep. hate the rancher
yep.
kind of thing. It is like a tidal wave that's kind of building. So I think it does make sense to prepare accordingly.
You know, how convenient would it be right now with all that's going on? They're sending all the overtures out about the bird flu, which is probably going to be the next one they're due. Well, how many people buy their birds online? What if they shut down the websites like they did to you guys, to everybody out there that buys their birds online, because nearly everybody does. So maybe you guys are just the shot. This is why I'm saying this is so flipping dangerous, is because, okay, nobody, we got a bird flu going on right now, even though it's a manufactured flu or pandemic, whatever they're going to want to call it. You know what? Just to make sure everybody's being honest, we're going to shut down the websites of everybody that's selling chickens online. Do you have any idea how much that would, I mean, that would murder every homesteader out there in terms of, because what is your plan B? Unless you're going to the East on June 9th, like you said, the East Texas Homestead Gathering in Texas, and these guys are going to be there along with my son. And folks, this is why I'm saying this is the most important thing out there. It wasn't just to point out the problem. It's also to talk about the solutions. We've got to start doing business with one another. We got to start forming these local communities. And then to your point, before I throw it back to you, you know, everybody goes on about Rumble and how straight across the board it is. Well, if they're not shadow banning, how is it Max Egan? His channel is technically there, Crow House Official. I have to literally put it in the little search engine they have every single time to find it. And then everybody, it's like you said, it's this false dichotomy. You want Coke or Pepsi, Tide or Cheer. They give you two choices and both of them are equally as bad. And Rumble, I absolutely hate Rumble with the way the whole thing's set up. It doesn't flow right. But I'm not a big fan of YouTube either. But like you said, this is where the platform is. But back to the, I'd like your opinion on that. If all the people online who sell their cattle online, Greg Judy, he does online options. Okay. Mm-hmm. People buy their birds online. I think you guys may be the shot over the bow regarding what they plan to do if they all of a sudden say there's a flipping bird flu.
They can totally do it. You know, with cows right now, they're mandating these RFID ear tags. And we're buying this bull, right? And this guy that we're buying it from, real nice older guy, you know, he don't know. And he's like, oh, yeah, and then I got to get that ear tag. I'm like, hey, you can hold off. You can hold off on anything I'm buying. It doesn't need to any kind of RFID ear tag.
Really?
We're good.
Said that.
Yeah, he said that. So and I'm like,
what the heck?
Yeah, he's an older guy. Sure. He's an old codger, you know, and he's doing it because they told him he has to do it. You know what I mean?
He has no idea the insidious nature of it either.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, think about that. Your cow's got an RFID ear tag. Oh, where's TD's cows? Oh, they're right over there.
Right there.
Well, let's go make sure they're not hurting anybody. And oh yeah, we did a PCR test when we showed up. They had the new flavor of the month, so we just had to euthanize them for you.
Yeah, turned over dead.
You know? Yeah, so we just culled all of them for you.
Sure.
Yeah. So you know you might want to bury them in a hole or something.
It's for our safety.
I mean, but digitally, you got them on your website.
Oh.
Click. We'll just turn your website
off. That's the easiest thing ever.
And we don't even have to turn your website off. All we have to do is turn off your processing.
Yeah.
That's like your web, everything can be there. It can be all pretty and
just
shiny,
de-bank them.
But nobody can buy anything. Yeah. Like it's like, and then it's like, you're like living in a glass globe and you're like, wait a minute. Like this modicum of communication and this incredible technology that puts us in contact. And this is why, Bill, this is why the parallel society, parallel community, why
so important.
The Homesteaders Jamboree and the East Texas Homestead Meetup, which is on the Saturday the 8th.
Yep.
And 10 to 12.
Kilgore, Texas.
Gladewater.
Sorry.
Gladewater, Texas.
I always say Kilgore. Why do I say that?
And this is why the Homesteaders Jamboree is so important.
Sure,
creating these I was just thinking about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what would happen if my phone forgot everybody's phone number. It would be like you disappeared, dude. Like, sure. Yeah. I don't have Billy's number stored anywhere that's offline that couldn't just easily be nuked. Mm. Like, so we do need to think about all these things. Get all
that's literally never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
So you just take it for granted.
Get these things in hard copy, plan on real life, know where people live, map it out, get an atlas. But we need real world tangible stuff with these tangible skills. And with, and you know, moving forward, we're gonna have Hakeem, we're gonna have the CEO of Above Phone on in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
you know, so that we will have alternative communication for when they flip this switch. I think that's really critical too. With creating this parallel community and a parallel society, we need to continue to develop parallel means of communication so that we can stay in contact. Once we develop these relationships, we can stay in contact with each other and continue to collaborate.
Yeah. And if you are in the Northeast Texas area and you want to get all the info for the Northeast Texas community meetup, go on to thetexasboys.com and there's an event tab, and there's all types of other events that are happening this year too that we're going to be at. So just go on over there and it gives you all the fine details for that too.
This is why this is so incredibly important, folks. As things fall apart, and they are doing this intentionally, they're intentionally falling apart, they're intentionally creating all of this mayhem. If you're wanting, I get hit up all the time, like, oh, hey man, I just woke up. What can I do? What are they always want one thing or the five top things I should do. And I'm like, okay, first of all, you got to recognize, well, first of all, you might want to prioritize some things. Unlike a lot of people out there that I could name who are in massive debt and deciding they're going to go on a vacation to Branson or whatever, then actually, you know, spend the money you need to pay for a well to get on your property down in Oklahoma. But that's another thing altogether. Everybody's priorities seem to be out of whack. But honestly, this, just like you said a moment ago, we have got to more than ever, because I'm really not built that way to even rely on anybody else. But I'm really considering what you guys have started there in your East Texas Homestead Gathering. And I feel like I'm being pushed so far out of my comfort zone, even though nobody's ever truly self-sufficient, but if things were to jump off tomorrow, I'm going to do better than most. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of people around me would not necessarily, but why do we need to live that way? Like you said a moment ago, I know my wife's phone number and that's it. So, I mean, that's a pretty critical thing. When you and I were kids, we memorized phone numbers.
Sure.
So you have a beautiful Rolodex of everybody you needed to know, and anybody you wanted to talk to, you automatically knew their phone number. I mean, everybody did. Or you had a little black phone book or whatever the case may be. Now, here we are, all these years removed, and we have so far to fall. If they were to pull the plug, whether it's on your phone, your ability to transact payments. So is that really the number one goal in what you're trying to do with these with this get together? Is it something like a monthly meetup to where everybody can? Yeah.
And the goal, Bill, the goal is, think about this. Okay. You're probably a little bit more self-sufficient than us. You know, we've done a lot of planning and preparing and different things, but if you had five families that were all only half prepared.
Yeah.
Those five families together would synergistically be so much in a better situation, right? Because that's the thing in the preparedness community. You do end up like, there's a lot of lone wolves, right? And like, well, sure, forget everybody else, you know, I'm going to make it. And They're probably not. They'll probably last quite a long time. But how much more impactful, enjoyable, you know, this is this is the reason for all of it. I mean, this is the reason that the Lord saved me and all of it. It's not to like become a hermit, right? And you know how you were saying getting stretched out of your comfort zone? My wife is a very, very private person. And this is so, this is so hilarious, Bill. She was the one that said, we should start doing this meetup, right?
Yeah.
I'm like,
wow.
Wait a minute. Hold
let me
a
write
second.
This
Hold
down.
A second.
I'm going to write this
Hold
down.
A second. You want us to do a meetup? Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, are you okay? Like, did you fall and bump your head? Like, what's going on? Right. And so she was the antithesis yeah. of all this. Yeah. And bro, I'm telling you, I have never been so encouraged in my life. You see all these, and you know, hey, Bill, we're all different.
Yep.
You know, nobody's perfect. Very weird people are going to show up. Sure. Everybody, hey, I am weird, bro. No, like,
biggest weirdo.
Everybody thinks right I'm the biggest weirdo in the world. So,
yeah.
But these people, we had so many great conversations.
Yeah.
And talking to older folks and just making some recommendations. Like, my biggest recommendation still stands. Like, get at, if you were in a densely populated area.
Yeah.
When the tire pops,
mm.
because it's going to the tire. What? Okay. Here's the analogy. 95 miles an hour on an Oklahoma interstate. You know, the potholes are the size of like Cadillacs. Okay. And when that tire blows, I mean, there's not really going to be a reaction. It's going to be muscle memory. And if you're in a densely populated area, I don't think anybody can honestly calculate yeah. how it's going to go down.
Bedlam.
At least if you're in a more rural environment and there's room and there's space
sure.
for things to happen and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you some time. Yeah. It gives you reaction time. It yeah. gives you lots of different things, but I mean, these city people, they're so artificial mm. and they just expect all this synthetic infrastructure to exist and persist. And when it doesn't, that's why we moved.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
About 13 years ago, we had a power outage event, and the power outage, it was a 7-day power outage, and it was a very widespread. It was from supposedly straight line winds, and it knocked out a large amount of power to the point where most of the gas stations in our area didn't have power. So they had the gas, but they couldn't pump it out of the ground. And when I watched the bedlam mm. that ensued, I came home that Saturday. I was working a job, and I came home and I said, babe, we got to move. We got to think about moving. Like, this tiny little weird little incident. Nobody got hurt. Nothing major. It was a long-term power outage that didn't last for more than 7 days. And within 8 hours, people were losing their minds. They, you know, and if we weren't in the Northeast, people would have been pointing guns at each other, sure. but nobody has a gun up there. So, or they would be pointing them at each other. And, only the criminals have guns up there. And that was my clarion call. Like, move, boy, like, boy, you just got to move because
yeah.
these people in these densely populated areas, they become so, and now, I mean, that was 12 years ago. Now everyone is so, what's the government going to do about this? And what's the government going to do about this? And
regulation.
I need a subsidy. They need to regulate this. Now everybody is so dependent on the government that all the government, if you wanted real chaos, just all the government had to say, hey, we're not going to do anything. and then what would happen? I mean, like, wow, you know, but that's why we're doing this, Bill. That's why we're doing the meetup. It's
yeah.
to continue to grow this yep. community, yep. encourage people, get those people to think about, oh, I never thought about that before.
Sure.
You know, just get them thinking, get them acting now, do it now. Like, do a little bit every day. You don't got to do it all at once. You don't got to figure it all out. You don't have to solve all the riddles, but we're here for you as a resource. We want to work together. We want to help. We want to encourage people. And look, I'm right here. You know, I've never had anybody tell me this, but I know it's true because I like to, because I give my wife a hard time. I give my kids a hard time. And I purposely sometimes act a certain way when interacting that I don't act in real life, because, you know, like, you should know me and you obviously know that I'm jesting. You know that I'm fooling.
Sure.
And if I tell you that, it kind of blows the joke. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't do that. But like, I'm sure people have lots of opinions of me, but when they meet me in real life, they're like, oh, wow, that guy is nothing insane. Like what I thought he was, you know? And that's the other quintessential reason we need to do this.
Yeah.
Is so that you meet these people and you're just like, oh, wow, that is just a really great person, sincere person. They care.
Yep.
I looked them in the eye.
Sure.
They're real. They looked me back in the eye.
Yeah.
They're not lying. They're not fake. And so we can trust each other and we can work together and we can accomplish 10 times what we thought we could accomplish on our own.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think your wife and mine must be somehow related. I mean, dude, the parallels we have, because mine's exactly the same way, is she is a very private person. I mean, you know, I guess every family has to have an extrovert and an introvert. But she's perfectly content to never step foot off this property probably ever again. And it's funny because she had the same, it was a different response regarding not necessarily something like that, but it was like, she said to me, and I think she'd be okay with me saying it, but usually I'm the one to worry about beans and bullets. Historically, that's always been me. I mean, it's a man's duty anyway. You got to look after your family. I don't want to be an infidel. And she says, you know what? I think she came to me a while back and it was just bizarre and says, you know, I really think we need to ramp up and double everything we were doing in terms of food production. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's coming. We already gave away 3 pigs last year. I mean, I don't know how much more food we can put back, but it's like you're hearing things from your wife, I think, with her looking at the tea leaves, and mine is doing the same thing, and in her own way is saying, you know, things that ordinarily she would just rely 100% on me to look after. And she's like, hey, I think we need to kick this up all into another realm. And as you can see, you know, go to any grocery store. I went to a health food store last Wednesday, and I got 2 bags full of stuff out of a health food store, things that we don't grow or, you know, produce. $179 for 2 grocery bags.
Yeah, it's off the hook.
And it's going to get worse. But like the short I just put out before I got on with you guys, you want your way to avoid inflation or any of that other stuff, you better go out there, plant some trees. Even though you guys eat meat exclusively, I'm sure if push came to shove, you wouldn't stick your thumb up, you know, if the pears were in season when you guys were, for whatever reason, if things jump off. And that's the number one reason why we need to get a hold of one another.
Yeah, plums are in season right now and we're crushing them. Yeah. I mean, and we are, you know, that was my whole food 401k concept of getting this infrastructure, definitely, getting perennial food in the ground. Yeah. And then, you know, and now we're propagating these.
Hey, I would not be scared to plant a couple potato plants, you know, and get some potatoes grown, because, you know, I could get a sack of potatoes and we would be able to feed an army of people, you know.
That's a fact.
Shove, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, and the beauty of it is we know how to do it.
Exactly.
We're not the greatest at it.
No.
But that's what, I mean, people. And this is because of the Prussian school system. Mm-hmm. This is because the cog in the machine and the worker bee and trust the government and depend on the government. It can be said enough, the power of a local community, and to foster that, there's very few things that are more enjoyable. And yeah, there's just like with your family, there's struggles and there's conflicts and conflict resolution, and there's challenges, because anything worth doing is worth the struggle of building it and working it and all these different things. And I'm just telling you, I can think of this couple, this older couple, they drove from Arlington and they live in like a little cul-de-sac neighborhood. And we were just having this conversation and they own their house, they're debt free. And I'm like, my friend, you need to sell that house. Just get a little bit of dirt. You don't need 50 acres. That's the other thing. People think, oh, well, I need 10 sure. acres or 50 acres. You need about 2 acres.
Yeah.
You know, on this parcel we're on 5.
Yeah.
We've only planted 2.
2. Yeah.
And we have 400 fruit trees on 1.5 acres.
That includes our house being on the 2 acres
yeah.
that we farm.
Yeah. And we have know? 400 trees.
Yeah.
And you can do and a lot of stuff on 2 acres.
A lot.
And you know, there's a lot of people, Bill, just like we were saying about your wife, my wife, and they're saying, oh, I think we should do this or I think we should do that. Yeah. And I think if you're in a densely populated area and you somehow we still have this overinflated real estate market, I think you should sell and move. And yeah. I'm not going to tell you where. I mean,
no,
that's for you to kind of determine
yep.
where you think you should move. But you should move because if you're on the 16th floor, you certainly don't know everybody on floor 1 through 15. And we've watched these people in China where they weld the bottom door.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Bunch of lab rats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are the lab rat experiment in California, whatever. I forget the name of that lab rat experiment, but yeah, you're the beautiful ones, man. And you're stuck in the cage.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing out here, folks. And if you can go over there and support these guys, go check out their YouTube channel. And they got a podcast. It's called the Fearless Podcast. Why don't you guys tell everybody where they can find you?
All right. So we're the Texas Boys on YouTube and Rumble and Twitter.
Yep.
And then we have the Fearless Podcast. That's on all your podcatchers. So it's on Spotify, Apple, and it will come up. If you put in the Fearless Podcast, it will come up. Subscribe over there. If you like what you hear, give us a 5-star rating.
Yep.
And reach out to us. My Proton mail is, I just set it up. Texas Freedom Cell at proton.me. So Texas Freedom Cell at proton.me. And like I said, check out the texasboys.com, but we are going to migrate that to WordPress. And this way we can kind of have more control over it.
Yeah.
So we can work around this technocratic, whatever you want to call it. It's wild. And it's kind of fun because you never, you know, they keep throwing you curveballs. So you got to keep trying to solve the puzzle. And
I guess you guys are taking better than I am because I'm looking at I'm thinking about the implications of what this is almost certainly going to mean on down the line. And we are,
sure.
It's are coming as a guy that used to do this, you know, as a talk radio host, I know what the news cycle used to be. And then when I'm looking at it now, I'm like, if you don't see a crescendo, it's because you're not watching. But folks, that's why I wanted right here, as fortuitous as it was, to have the Texas Boys on with me for episode 200 right here on the Permaculture Pimpcast. Folks, yeah. Like I said, this is profound information, and I can't think of two better guys to have on here. Thanks so much for being on here, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, bud.
And I want to thank everybody out there for listening in. Until next time, stay alert. Stay alive. Catches the worm. Now I gotta get up in the morning. Gotta